March 19th. We begin, as usual, in the Old Testament, and our reading today will come from the book of Numbers, chapter 28, verse 16, through chapter 29, verse 40. We'll see that the new generation had to be taught the religious calendar, which would govern their lives after they entered the land. The older generation should see to it that those coming after understand the traditions. They are instructed about the regular offerings and also about the annual feasts. All time belongs to God, but it's good for us to set aside special times to remind us of what He has done for us. The Jews presented their worship at the beginning of each day, at the end of each week, and on the first day of the month. We do not bring animal sacrifices. Instead, we present our bodies to the Lord as living sacrifices. The special annual feasts could not take the place of the regular offerings. The way to become more spiritual is to strengthen the regular worship day after day, and then the special times of worship will do us more good. Never neglect the regular burnt offering. The word regular is used 17 times in Numbers chapters 28 and 29, and it's a reminder that the daily routine is important to God and to us. And now, let's begin our reading today, here in the Old Testament. March 19th, Numbers chapter 28, verse 16, through chapter 29, verse 40. On the appointed day in early spring, you must celebrate the Lord's Passover. On the following day, a joyous seven-day festival will begin, but no bread made with yeast may be eaten. On the first day of the festival, you must call a sacred assembly of the people. None of your regular work may be done on that day. You must present as a burnt offering to the Lord 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. These will be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil, 5 quarts with each bull, 3 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. You must also offer a male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for yourselves. You will present these offerings in addition to your regular morning sacrifices. On each of the 7 days of the festival, this is how you will prepare the food offerings to be presented by fire, very pleasing to the Lord. These will be offered in addition to the regular whole burnt offerings and drink offerings. On the 7th day of the festival, you must call another holy assembly of the people. None of your regular work may be done on that day. On the first day of the festival of harvest, when you present the first of your new grain to the Lord, you must call a holy assembly of the people. None of your regular work may be done on that day. A special whole burnt offering will be offered that day, very pleasing to the Lord. It will consist of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old male lambs. These will be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour, with olive oil, 5 quarts with each bull, 3 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. Also, offer 1 male goat to make atonement for yourselves. These special burnt offerings, along with their drink offerings, are in addition to the regular daily burnt offering and its accompanying grain offering. Be sure that all the animals you sacrifice have no physical defects. The Festival of Trumpets will be celebrated on the appointed day in early autumn each year. You must call a solemn assembly of all the people on that day, and no regular work may be done. On that day, you must present a burnt offering, very pleasing to the Lord. It will consist of 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. These must be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil, 5 quarts with the bull, 3 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. In addition, you must sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for yourselves. These special sacrifices are in addition to your regular monthly and daily burnt offerings, and they must be given with their prescribed grain offerings and drink offerings. These offerings are given to the Lord by fire and are very pleasing to Him. 10 days later, you must call another holy assembly of all the people. On that day, the Day of Atonement, the people must go without food, and no regular work may be done. You must present a burnt offering very pleasing to the Lord. It will consist of one young bull, one ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. These offerings must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil, 5 quarts of choice flour with the bull, 3 quarts of choice flour with the ram, and 2 quarts of choice flour with each of the 7 lambs. You must also sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering. This is in addition to the sin offering of atonement and the regular daily burnt offering with its grain offering and their accompanying drink offerings. 5 days later, you must call yet another holy assembly of all the people, and on that day, no regular work may be done. It is the beginning of the Festival of Shelters, a 7-day festival to the Lord. That day, you must present a special whole burnt offering by the fire, very pleasing to the Lord. It will consist of 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings must be accompanied by a grain offering of choice flour mixed with olive oil, 5 quarts for each of the 13 bulls, 3 quarts for each of the 2 rams, and 2 quarts for each of the 14 lambs. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering, with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the 2nd day of this 7-day festival, sacrifice 12 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the 3rd day of the festival, sacrifice 11 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering, with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the 4th day of the festival, sacrifice 10 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering, with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the 5th day of the festival, sacrifice 9 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the 6th day of the festival, sacrifice 8 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the 7th day of the festival, sacrifice 7 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the 8th day of the festival, call all of the people to another holy assembly. You must do no regular work on that day. You must present a burnt offering very pleasing to the Lord. It will consist of 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering, with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. You must present these offerings to the Lord at your annual festivals. These are in addition to the sacrifices and offerings you present in connection with vows, or as free will offerings, burnt offerings, grain offerings, drink offerings, or peace offerings. So Moses gave all of these instructions to the people of Israel, just as the Lord had commanded him. March 19th. And now, as we turn our attention to the reading of the New Testament, our narrative today will come from the book of Luke, chapter 3, verses 23 through 38. We'll read about prophecy. God's message did not come to any of the great leaders of that day, as we shall see. No, it came to John the Baptist, the last and the greatest of God's prophets. John's ministry was foretold by the prophet Isaiah. John was a prophet who was the subject of prophecy. And we'll read about ministry. John was privileged to prepare the nation for the Messiah and then present him to them. John preached against sin and told the people to repent. He gave specific instructions to his converts on how to put their faith into practice. He was inspecting fruit, getting to the root of sin, and warning about wrath to come. Would you accept that kind of ministry? We'll read about mystery here in this passage of Scripture today. The Son of God is baptized, the Spirit lights upon him like a dove, and the Father speaks his approval from heaven. Never forget that all of the Holy Trinity is involved in your salvation. And we'll also read about history. The genealogy is that of Mary, whose father was Eli. Joseph was not the biological father of Jesus, though that was what the people assumed. The genealogy of Joseph is found in Matthew chapter 1. It was unusual to pay attention to the genealogy of a woman, which shows Dr. Luke's concern for neglected people. Gentile history and Jewish history are in the hands of Almighty God, fulfilling His purposes. And with that, let's begin our reading today here in the New Testament. March 19th, the book of Luke, chapter 3, verses 23 through 38. Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his public ministry. Jesus was known as the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Mattathias. Mattathias was the son of Amos. Amos was the son of Nahum. Nahum was the son of Esli. Esli was the son of Nagai. Nagai was the son of Maath. Maath was the son of Mattathias. Mattathias was the son of Simeon. Simeon was the son of Josech. Josech was the son of Joda. Joda was the son of Joanan. Joanan was the son of Resa. Resa was the son of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the son of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the son of Neri. Neri was the son of Melchi. Melchi was the son of Adi. Adi was the son of Kosam. Kosam was the son of Elmadam. Elmadam was the son of Ur. Ur was the son of Joshua. Joshua was the son of Eleazar. Eleazar was the son of Joram. Joram was the son of Mathat. Mathat was the son of Levi. Levi was the son of Simeon. Simeon was the son of Judah. Judah was the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Jonam. Jonam was the son of Eliakim. Eliakim was the son of Meliah. Meliah was the son of Minnah. Minnah was the son of Mattatha. Mattatha was the son of Nathan. Nathan was the son of David. David was the son of Jesse. Jesse was the son of Obed. Obed was the son of Boaz. Boaz was the son of Salmon. Salmon was the son of Nashon. Nashon was the son of Amminadab. Amminadab was the son of Admin. Admin was the son of Arni. Arni was the son of Hezron. Hezron was the son of Perez. Perez was the son of Judah. Judah was the son of Jacob. Jacob was the son of Isaac. Isaac was the son of Abraham. Abraham was the son of Terah. Terah was the son of Nahor. Nahor was the son of Serug. Serug was the son of Reu. Reu was the son of Peleg. Peleg was the son of Eber. Eber was the son of Shelah. Shelah was the son of Canaan. Canaan was the son of Arphaxad. Arphaxad was the son of Shem. Shem was the son of Noah. Noah was the son of Lamech. Lamech was the son of Methuselah. Methuselah was the son of Enoch. Enoch was the son of Jared. Jared was the son of Mahalalel. Mahalalel was the son of Kenan. Kenan was the son of Enosh. Enosh was the son of Seth. Seth was the son of Adam. Adam was the son of God. Psalm 62, verses 1 through 12. Waiting on the Lord does not mean being idle or indifferent, because sometimes waiting is harder than working, have you noticed? For you're waiting to be meaningful and spiritually productive. Do what David did. First of all, wait silently. This means not telling your trials to everybody who will listen, or even telling them repeatedly to the Lord. When a child rests in the arms of the mother or father, there is no need to make noise. Much talk is sometimes evidence of little faith. Wait expectantly. God will work as you trust Him and let Him have His way. Your hope is not in human or material resources, but in the power of God. And wait continually. It's not easy to wait at all times, especially when you feel that God is not following your schedule. If your times are in His hands, you will have perfect peace as you wait for Him to work. March 19th, Psalm 62, verses 1 through 12. For Jeduthun, the choir director, a psalm of David. I wait quietly before God, for my salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, where I will never be shaken. So many enemies against one man, all of them trying to kill me. To them, I'm just a broken down wall, or a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They are friendly to my face, but they curse me in their hearts. I wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, where I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. O, my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. From the greatest to the lowliest, all are nothing in His sight. If you weigh them on the scales, they are lighter than a puff of air. Don't try to get rich by extortion or robbery. And if your wealth increases, don't make it the center of your life. God has spoken plainly, for I have heard it many times. Power, O God, belongs to You. Unfailing love, O Lord, is Yours. Surely You judge all people according to what they have done. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 18 and 19. Evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last. Godly people find life. Evil people find death.